A raptor tour permit that has raised public safety concerns from residents was approved by the Skagway Planning Commission Thursday night. Planners rejected the application 2 years ago, and the tour operator, Alaska Mountain Guides, appealed. Recently, a Superior Court judge in Juneau remanded the decision back to the Planning Commission, saying the reasons for denial were unclear. If all goes as planned, Alaska Mountain Guides hopes to open a raptor viewing center in the Lyersville area of Skagway, also known as the Vonnie Bertha subdivision. Up to 10 birds from the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines would be kept in mews. Busloads of visitors would come to the center each day and take a walking tour, learning about the eagles and other birds. AMG owner Sean Gaffney pointed out the training and expertise of the Eagle Foundation staff who would handle the birds.
It's a top-end institution, and we feel strongly that that type of programming would be a benefit to Skagway and the municipality. And we also feel that it would be a benefit to the values of adjacent lands.
But testimony from residents and planners showed the concerns that existed 2 years ago are still there. Resident Brandy Bounds pointed to the increase in traffic, noise, and the possibility of attracting wildlife.
I have kids. My neighbors have kids. Is that going to create more worry for me as a mother and a citizen in Lyersville?
Planning Chair Orion Hansen voted against the tour before, and he stuck to his objections at Thursday's meeting. He said raptors in cages could lure wolves, bears, and coyotes to the area.
I don't think it really does protect public health, safety, and welfare as presented. Bears can smell stuff from tens of miles away, and they show up. And that's honestly my opinion, and that's heartfelt. And if the judge in Juneau doesn't like that, that's how I feel.
Some of the conversation revolved around zoning. The Lyersville area is zoned industrial. Some commissioners wondered about whether that was an appropriate location for such a tour. Commissioner Rocky Outcault said he didn't think it was the best area, but there are already a variety of uses out there that are not industrial.
But how can you tell somebody that they can't operate a business? How can you tell someone they can't do something? If they jump through all the legal hoops, how can we not tell them that you don't have the same right as the guy next door to do whatever it is you want to do in this free country?
The commissioners also debated about whether raptor mews counted as kennels, which are allowed in Skagway's industrial zones. The definition of kennels in Skagway code reads, in part, a place where domestic animals or birds are kept or bred in numbers greater than six. Hansen took that to mean domestic birds, which he said does not apply to raptors. Outcault disagreed.
So I believe that is a subjugate word, domestic birds as well.
It doesn't actually say that.
Well, I think that's the way I read that.
Using the word or does not mean that.
I believe it does. But
in my mind, it doesn't.
Newly appointed Planning Commissioner Mavis Henriksen tried to put conditions on the permit to mitigate some of the safety concerns, but her first attempt failed to get a second vote. Henriksen referred to the judge's decision to remand the permit back to planners. The judge points out AMG owners were willing to comply with conditions like building restrooms and having 24-hour supervision at the site. So he asked, why did the commission reject the application instead of putting requirements on the permit? Henriksen said that was what she was trying to do.
And I think that you're running into trouble if you don't try to offer up a solution.
At the suggestion of other commissioners, Henriksen amended her motion. She proposed putting three requirements on the permit: a DEC-approved restroom, a high chain-link fence, and a person on site at all times when birds are present. That motion passed unanimously. Eagle Foundation Director Cheryl McRoberts says the mews AMG would build in Skagway are comparable to those at the Haines Foundation. She says 24-hour supervision is not required at the Haines site. The commission's final vote to approve the conditional use permit passed 3-1. Hansen was the only vote opposed. The other commissioner who voted against the permit 2 years ago, Matt Deitch, was not present at the meeting. AMG owner Gaffney says his company hopes to have the Raptor tour in place by next summer. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.